It's the USA Medical Morning Show alongside Richard Gibson. I'm Jay Crossman. Richard, I cut your walk off early this morning. How you feeling?
No. It was good. It was a good walk. I'm nervous today. I got, I don't know why I'm showing it because this is a podcast, but I got the toffee coffee. Like Dunkin' came out with a new flavor. Mm. And so, so far so good. I don't think it'd be an everyday drinker, you know, but I thought I'd be in the holiday spirit and try their holiday drink. So
I'm drinking my mushroom coffee. Shout out Jack.
Yeah. Shout out Jack.
You know, actually, speaking of mushroom coffee, I actually added, so last night, well, for the first time ever in my life, I bought raw milk. There's a shop, a farmer's market down the street from me. They sell raw milk. So totally raw, unpasteurized. It has all the natural probiotics, all the natural bacteria, the natural enzymes. First of all, tastes awesome. Tastes so good. Like first I was like so worried. I was like, was it going to taste like, you know, a cow? Like, is it going to taste like a pasture?
Right.
Does pasteurizing make it taste good? No, dude. Pasteurizing just kills all the good bacteria and kills all the good enzymes and everything.
Yeah.
So first of all, this tastes amazing. Second, it's anabolic. I mean, it's like I took last night before I went to bed, I did a shake. I did a cup or about a cup and a half of raw milk, 3 egg yolks and a banana right before bed.
Wow.
I woke up with like energy, dude. I was like,
that's good, man. That's good.
That's why we're having a that's why we're doing the podcast at 9 instead of 10. I just have so much energy today.
That's crazy. That's good. I mean, I'll have to try some next week when I come out. Some raw milk.
Definitely.
I'm not a big milk guy. We all know this. But I'll try it out.
I know some of my viewers don't like milk in general either. So I think them hearing that I'm drinking raw milk is going to be a step in the wrong direction for them, but man, is it good. It's so much better. I told my dad about it. He's like, oh my god, we used to have that when we were kids. Like, we, you know, the milkman would just bring milk to the whatever, the door.
Do you have to like shake it? Like, how does
Because it's non-homogenized,
right
like pasteurization homogenizes it, whereas this is like, it's non-homogenized. It's just from the cow, right from the cow.
Nice.
A lot of CLA. We talked about that before. Conjugated linoleic acid.
Yeah.
You only can get it from cow's milk. And my God, is there way more in raw than there is in pasteurized. So I'm feeling great.
Well, I'm glad. You know what? More power to you. I'm glad you like it. So that
sounds like you're not glad, actually. Sounds like you're a little condescending.
No, I don't know. I have an aversion to milk, man. I don't know. It's okay though. I am happy that you enjoy it, and I will try it for the sake of trying it.
Well, cheers to that. In other news, I downloaded a water tracking app yesterday as well.
Okay.
I've been like tracking it on like paper the last couple of weeks, but I'm like, you know what? I want to have it on my phone. I want to be able to like see how much water I drink, because all my coaching clients, I recommend they track their water intake.
Right.
Like, well, I'm not even doing exactly what I'm telling people to do. So I'm going to try this. And yesterday, so I set my goal at 100 ounces per day. Yesterday, I couldn't believe how hard it was to drink 100 ounces.
Oh my
gosh. Like, oh my gosh, I don't drink anywhere near this. Like, it was the most eye-opening day for me, where I'm like, okay, I've drank like 6 glasses of water and I'm not even halfway there. Like, it was crazy.
Now, do you, we count sparkling water in that as well. Because I could easily crush a 12-pack of like LaCroix or something in a day.
Sure.
It's hard, right? Because you would think, you know, I've thought about this too. Like, I drink, I have a big canteen of water that I drink every day, kind of before I go to bed. Honestly, I just drink a bunch of water, and when I wake up, I drink a bunch. But thinking about it, actually, it's probably nowhere close to 100 ounces or what your recommended water intake should be.
Right.
I think a lot of people are not close to that at all. So
yeah, I really want to, kind of in the works right now, I'm reaching out to app developers to help us kind of create a USA Medical water tracking app, because right now the one that I got kind of sucks. They all kind of suck. They're all behind like ad walls and paywalls. So I ended up paying for this app because I didn't want ads and stuff, but like, I want a totally free, easy to use water tracking app for everyone. So that's kind of in the works right now, for everybody. Because I think visibility is the most important thing. We say that all the time. Understanding you, understanding your life, understanding your data, that's the most important thing. So visibility into what you are actually drinking water-wise is helpful. So I hope this app can come out here soon. But if you're listening right now and you want to join in, I don't have a good recommendation. Like I said, all the apps I tried are kind of just annoying and have paywalls and stuff. But if you can find one you like, jump on board with me and let's track our water together, because it really is crazy how much water I thought I was drinking that I wasn't drinking.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's so good. Like, I know that when I do drink a lot of water in a day, what I think is a lot of water in a day, I'm peeing, whatever, I feel better. Like, I feel like I'm cleaning myself out. Like and water, it is, people are so afraid. I hate the term water weight, because like, it's not really a real, I mean, it is a real thing, but it's like when you drink a lot of water too, like just water, you lose weight. I feel, at least for myself, like I feel like I look thinner. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Absolutely. 100%. It's a freaking excuse. I hate like the excuse of water weight. I hate the excuse of like, people will say, oh, you can die from drinking too much water. Yeah, dude, 3 gallons. If you drink like 3 gallons in an hour, you're going to die. Who's doing that?
No one's doing that.
You know who did it? The one person on a radio talk show in California in like 2005 that everyone talks about. Everyone talks about that one person who died on a radio talk show who had a water drinking contest. We know she died. We know that. It's sad. She shouldn't have, that shouldn't have happened. But she paved the way for us to learn that, 3 gallons is too much.
Right, so, it was a real life science experiment.
It was real life, bro. Like, now we know. Like, stop telling me that someone died in 2005 from drinking too much water. If you are not drinking, because what I say on TikTok is like, drink 3 to 4 liters a day, which is the USDA, that is the CDC. Mm-hmm. Everyone recommends this amount of water, 3 to 4. If you're a woman, 3. If you're a man, 4. That is the recommendation for everyone, right? So people say, oh, if you drink 3 liters, you could drown from the inside. No, you can't. No, you can't.
I've never
stop
heard
giving
that
me excuses.
In my life. I've never. I want someone to say that to me, so just so I can be like, you're dumb.
Someone go on our Instagram and just start spamming our DMs with, you can die from water, so Richard can answer all your DMs.
Yeah, please. I really want someone to say that to me. That's funny.
Gosh, so annoying, dude.
I feel like a great day for me, and I don't know, we're talking about water now, but so what I love, if you want, this is my Richard's guide to like a if you want to feel just like great.
Richard's guide to if you want to feel great.
Yeah. I don't, there is some science behind this, but I think, so I wake up, drink a lot of water, you know, go through my normal day. I won't eat like a huge meal. I'll go to the gym. I'll crush a workout. I'll go sit all the time. I'm drinking water while I'm working out, and then I'll go sit in the steam room. I'll go sit in the sauna for like 10, 15 minutes. I'll jump in a cold pool, like if you have a pool that's like cold, and then I'll go sit in the steam room for another 10 to 15 minutes. And then I will take a cold shower, and then I will drink some more water and go to bed. And for like, that is just such a great body reset, I feel like, for me. Like every time I do that, I actually, and it takes like a couple hours, but every time I do that, I feel so great. Mm-hmm. Like I just feel great.
I do a bit of a shortened version of that every day. Same exact idea, but I'll go into the steam room. So it's a wet steam room, right?
Yeah.
I'll go in there, super hot, but I'll get a bottle of water before I go in there. So my goal is to drink the whole bottle while I'm in that steam room. And then we have a cold shower in the steam room. So I'll just like be in there for 10 minutes drinking water, hit the shower, cool off, another 10 minutes in the steam room, hit the shower again, and then I'm out the door. So I'm literally getting my like my steam and my cold shower kind of all in one. I do the exact same, and I feel great, dude.
You feel so good. Yeah.
Almost like, I almost crave it, which is kind of weird to say, but like this morning when I got up, I'm like, man, I wish I could just go to the steam room right now. And I could, but it's like, I crave that, like, I don't know, just the energy rush that I get from that cold shower afterwards.
Yeah. And I think it's funny. My mom is super into holistic health. She lived in Europe for such a long time. And anytime I was sick when I was a kid, she would suggest I go into the she's like, she would suggest like go into a steam room, they take a cold shower, do that like 3-4 times, and then you clear your body out. Like it'll just boost your, you know, immune response. And that was like a very like a German European holistic practice. But it really, it works, like it really does. And every time I would feel great afterwards, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the combination of, like, I think you said, like the steam plus the cold shower, immune response, plus drinking just more water, you know, it's like, it's just a great, it really is great. I mean, so if you have access, even if you're somebody who has no access to a steam room, you can just turn your shower on all the way hot, close your bathroom door or whatever, and just kind of be in that room for a little while. And then, you know, once the room is hot, like with hot water, like don't, you don't have to get into your shower. What I'm saying is like, turn it on all the way hot, get some steam generated. And once that room is hot, you can turn your water, you know, cold and get into this cold shower, but the room temp will be so warm that it won't feel as abrasive as like, you know, waking up and then just jumping into a cold shower. Yeah. So, you know, there are ways to really help get in, you know, relax into this process without having to go to a gym or whatever. You can still do it at home. You can still experience it. And we actually just had I did a TikTok and a blog and a Facebook post yesterday about congestion, because I'm congested right now. If you haven't learned yet, most of the things that I write about are what I'm dealing with in that day. So that's kind of how I do my topics. But anyways, one of the things that I said was steam is so powerful for just congestion. And a super easy way you can create steam is just boil a pot of water, put a towel over your head, and just like have your head over the boiling water, because the boiling water is like creating steam. Like that's what boiling is, you know, boiling is the change from this water as a state or as a solid to a steam, right?
Yeah.
So that's the actual, that's what's happening. So if you put a towel over your head, boil some water and just breathe in deep, you're going to get all that steam into your lungs and hopefully clear out some of that congestion.
Oh yeah. Especially, I mean, and I feel, I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like everybody that I've talked to recently has just been congested, like coast to coast. I don't know if it's just the weather's been a little wonky lately across the entire country, so maybe that has something to do with it. But
on that terrible bombshell, that's about it. Alongside Richard Gibson, I'm Jay Crossman. Hey, if you're angry about something, come let us know in the Facebook group. If you're stoked about something, come let us know in the Facebook group. Basically, however you feel right now, I would love to know about in the Facebook group. So come join the USA Medical Family Facebook group. It's a private group just for us. So come join that group and be part of the USA Medical Family. Hey, thanks for listening. I'm Jay Crossman. That's Richard Gibson. We'll see you next time. Bye.